You're probably all familiar with Google Books to some extent, but I learned a few things when I started doing this more in-depth look at things. We all probably have heard Google's mission to organize the world's information and make it universally accessible and useful. However, if you look at their 10K report, I looked at the latest one in December, search is a business area, and number two is advertising. And that's probably not any surprise to anybody, but it's good to keep that in mind when you use Google Books, and especially come March 1st, it will be, if you're logged in, as I understand it, if you're logged in to your Gmail account, if you have one, everything you do and you look at, including things in Google Books, but just regular Google searches, your user behavior is going to be collected, and you'll be targeted for ads related to all of that stuff that you did. What?
There is a way to turn it off.
Yeah. Woo! Thank you. You'll have to show me that. Because it seems like I'm using Gmail more and more. The university has switched everybody over to Gmail, and we had no choice, really. So Google Books' mission statement is pretty much the same. And again, the annual report shows a little bit more detail to help people consume content. And that means buy it, and hopefully buy it from Google, although there are other options. As you probably know, the Google Books project started in large-scale cooperatives with a bunch of the major libraries in the U.S. in 2002, Stanford, Michigan, Harvard, and I think there's over 20 major U.S. libraries that form the content of the scanned books in Google Books. And then there are also a lot of European libraries and other libraries around the world. And so at least I gleaned from a presentation by the head of Google Books that I found online, some of the content in Europeana has actually been produced by Google, which is interesting. And then the other thing that's in Google Books now is born digital materials. And this is generally from publishers that they're partnering with. There are magazines and serials in Google Books, but they are kind of incidental because they were in the library stacks when the stuff was scanned. That's not really the purpose. And you'll notice if you ever look in Google Books and you come up with a serial, it's obvious to us whether it's a serial or not. But they won't even tell you what volume it is until you kind of get into the content if it's public domain. Another thing that's in Google Books, also kind of by accident maybe, it's in the stacks of these libraries, is government materials. And I've got a couple examples here. Now these things can be found freely on the web in full text, and yet Google Books won't let you have access to them. Here's some numbers. If you look at the About site for Google Books, you won't see these numbers. Their timeline and their data appears to go up to about 2007, which I found interesting. And I got these numbers from presentations from the head of Google Books, presentations I found online. So I have to trust him for these numbers. 15 million library volumes scanned, and he said that about 3 million are public domain, in the U.S. public domain. And the bulk of them are out of print but in copyright. And these are what is called the orphan works. And this is why the Google settlement is potentially so important to libraries, because this is a massive amount of data. He said that the earliest publication date that they had in their collection was 1473, and they have things right up through 2012. And then there's a smaller group, and again, some of these have been scanned from libraries, things that are still in print, available from publishers, not from used bookstores or whatever, from the last 20 years. And Google has scanned a lot of these as well. If they're partners with a publisher, put them out. If you go into the Google Bookstore, or you might just come up with some recent titles, you'll find some things that are available as a Google ebook, and they'll give you a preview of maybe 20% of the book, which is actually quite a lot. And you can see, in some cases, they're scans of pages. What they do is they actually rip the books apart and they scan them for the publisher and put them in so they can be discovered in Google and Google Books. And so the Google eBook Store, they say right now, lists 3 million titles and 3 million plus, and most of those are the public domain materials. I mean, you go in there, you're going to get it for free. And then they've got about 400,000 that you can buy. The Google Book Settlement, this again, this is the issue of the orphan works, those the millions of things that if we could access, we'd probably be kind of happy. I know I would be. The benefits of the Google Book Settlement, and keep in mind this is Google saying these are the benefits. Rights holder control of their content. So if an author holds the copyright, they would be able to contract with Google Books as to whether or not they wanted their content there. Same with publishers. The book rights registry would facilitate the rights holders, whatever they said, yes or no, on in terms of selling it or making it available. It would allow snippets to 20% of the book. And right now, if you go to see snippets, if you find snippets on an out of print but in copyright book, you will not get 20% for the older scanned things from libraries. You'll get very tiny, you've probably all seen them, very tiny little snippets where your word is sitting there in context. Sometimes it's so blurry you can't even read it. That would change so that you could see larger amounts of snippets. And it would allow library subscriptions to the whole database, a free terminal, downloadable books for purchase, including the orphan works, access for the print disabled. I assume that's in a library, it wasn't really specified. And access to the full research corpus, which is the full content and of the database. So the formats, yes. That was what was in the text of the original settlement, which was rejected. So who knows what will happen now. There's lots of formats you've probably seen in Google Books. Page images, you have to read it in that little screen shot. The public domain things are available for download as PDFs or EPUBs. You can convert it to plain text, which, you know, would be good for somebody who's visually impaired or uses a reader. Or if you just want to cut and paste text into another document, that's another good reason. Can I link? Where's my... Oh, gosh. Where's the mouse? Sorry. There we go. Here's an example of a scanned book that's freely available. Tells you right here it's free. Up here you can... People often ask me, there's this Google book and how do I download it? Well, it's under this little gear thing here. Took me a while to find that the first time. And they've also, this is all part of their Google Book Store. They've got places you can buy it online. and Find in the Library goes to WorldCat. I noticed that it doesn't always go to the same edition of the book that you're looking at. I think that's the problem with Google's data. Uh-oh. Now what am I... Oh, gosh. Thank you. There's over 40 library partners worldwide. It seems, I couldn't really tell from their data that I could find online, but it seems like they're still scanning in the U.S., but they're making greater efforts around the world at this point. I did find a web page at the Library of Michigan about the project, and it had right up to the date of this month things that the next collections that were going to be scanned by Google were. So they're still doing U.S. libraries. And there's 35,000 content owners they're partnering with. This is the publishers and authors that hold rights to books. And notice there's only 4,000 in the U.S., which I found interesting. There's lots of methods of discovery for what's in Google Books. Obviously, you can go right to the interface. Search engines. WorldCat has Google Books indexed, but as far as I could tell, it is only the public domain library scanned books whose records are in WorldCat. For instance, a book published yesterday and provided by Google Books as a digital file you can download is not going to be cataloged in WorldCat with a link to Google Books. I did quite a few tests. I couldn't find anywhere that that was stated, but that seemed to be what the case was. Hathi has maybe Valerie will tell us more, of the content from the U.S. libraries that was scanned by Google. So that's a good thing. Engines like Summon can be marked so that when you do a Summon search, it will also search Google Books, which we've turned on at UMaine. I haven't heard any feedback on whether it's been useful or not, but it's an option there now. And then there's library catalogs that have made links from within a record to availability in Google Books. So this one is one I found for that same book from Bowdoin. And you can see there's Hathi. There's preview this book in Google Book, which actually when you click on it goes to the full text. And I think somebody mentioned that there were issues with things like that. So, and then there's Project Gutenberg link. And then here's Lafayette government document. And over there on the right is a little button that says Google Preview, and then underneath it says Full View. In fact, so you can read the whole text of that there. I've got a list of pros and cons, but keep in mind these are, in my mind, the pros and cons for libraries, certainly not necessarily for Google Books as a business. Obviously, the commercial behavior tracking is the plus for them. It may not be so much for our users or libraries as a whole. And then there's a default when you do search Google Books these days. I don't know if it's always been there, but I've just noticed it more when I've been doing this. You have a default of buying the book right up in the upper left corner where your eye goes. And get this book in print, again, leads you to a bunch of online bookstores where you can buy it. And then Find in the Library is hidden under Get this book in print. So this is a recent book, still in print. Other cons, in my mind, they're not providing access to a lot of those federal, state, and foreign government documents. Even though I was reading Google Books blogs, mostly conversations from users complaining bitterly about, you know, this is a public document, you know, it's the budget of the United States. Why don't you provide access to this scanned document? So that's kind of a negative. They don't have a stated preservation mission, as do libraries and some of these other digital projects. It's not selective. They've scanned vast realms of books kind of willy-nilly. You'll find duplication in Google Books, even to the same edition. Although I read that they are trying to get rid of those duplicate things. The bibliographic control I already mentioned, especially with serials that happen to be in there. You can't even tell where the scanned copy was from, as far as I could tell, until you go into the document. And you might see it stamped on the front page of the book, what library it came from. Not that that necessarily matters to many users, but it may matter to us. Quality issues, some of the scans are, they're only as good as the content that they scanned. So I've looked up a number of books, old things with beautiful lithographs, plates, and some of them are lovely color things, but they've scanned them in black and white, so that's an issue we have to think of. And sometimes they're missing altogether because the library copy just didn't have that page. It was ripped out or something. So I don't know if Google Books is going to have a negative impact with all of these things on all of these audiences, including us, but remains to be seen. I think they've done us an incredible service, though, in terms of providing this as a searchable database and providing the content that is now in HATI for the libraries that are participating in HATI. The other thing is that, you know, that's all keyword searchable. There are errors, but and so there's opportunities for academic research and analysis. Like linguistic analysis is one thing that a lot of people are doing because they have a few centuries now of content that they can search by keyword and track the use of different words. They can also look at social trends. He had a bunch of examples that they listed, and I believe they all require, I don't think you can go into Google Books and do this kind of research. I think you need to have little programs that you utilize to analyze the data, but the find in the library is a good thing that they are doing. And finally, these are just some thoughts on what it may mean for us, this project, and libraries in general going forward. The files are in HATI. Some of them are accessible. And of course, the orphan works are, well, Valerie will talk about that. I don't want to. Print books. And I'm thinking that in some cases, for the things in HATI, not Google Books itself, that it may allow us to do some worry-free deaccessioning. If it's preserved in HATI, even though it's a Google scan, it came from Google, a partnership there, that can allow us, I think, things that haven't been used in many, many years, if they're available, if they're preserved in HATI, that may give us an opportunity to rework our collections and make access to the digital copies. The discovery is fantastic, either in HATI or in Google Books itself, or even on the web, any search engine that indexes it. And the access is, again, either via Google or other services, something that we could think about doing in Maincat, if there's a way that can be, we can make links to this vast amount of content, and print-on-demand links maybe in Maincat to things that are printable, downloadable, and printable in Google Books or in Hathi. So. And I just listed a few sources here you might want to look at if you're interested in. Any questions?
Is the only way they're digitizing them ripping the books apart?
No. No. I should have mentioned that. The library books that they scanned, one of the sources I looked at said that they were all preserved. They were, I don't know if they were using a Kirtas scanner, but they used something that cradles a book and keeps it whole. But the ones that they're not digital files, but that they're getting from publishers to sell on a digital basis, they're ripping those apart. Because the publishers are giving them the content, the print books, and saying, we don't have a digital file, please scan this though, and you know, we'll partner in the profits. But that's just one copy. Yeah, Tom?
The Google Bookstore, how do they determine what records or what books are in there? Because you said some of them were freely available.
Yes.
It sounds like a commercial venture.
It is. The Google eBookstore, yes.
But what a freely accessible is, how does that become commercial?
Well, I think it bulks up what their content is, so that somebody who searches the Google eBookstore is given only the available things, whether it's free or whether it's purchasable, it's available digitally versus things that are available only in snippets in Google Books. So I assume that's going to grow phenomenally in the future, the amount of in-print publisher partnership type of books in the Google Bookstore. Yes.
Maybe too. How do they select libraries that are, if there's 4,000 libraries, did the library contact them or did Google contact the library?
As far as I can tell, Google contacted them. Yeah. They started with Michigan, I believe, which has a huge collection.
7 million.
And they're still doing Michigan. Like I said, I saw their blog about the project, and they've got this collection lined up for next month and this one the next month after that. They chose the largest research libraries in the U.S. I don't think that, you know, University of Maine can say, hey, Google, why don't you work with us? I suppose we could try. Yes?
I just want to make a comment on that. While they did go to a lot of the larger research libraries, some libraries said yes, we'll work with Google, and some said no, and some said yes, but only for certain things.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Michigan was really bold and said, you can scan everything. Other places said, you can take anything that's in public domain.
Hmm.
Yeah, so some of them were very limited, like Stanford limited their stuff to public domain. So some of it had to do with the how much risk the parent institution was willing to, because you know, at that point, you know, you're scanning in copyright books.
Right.
That
mm-hmm.
opens the institution up to copyright violations, and so
right.
Michigan was really bold in what they did, and other places were less bold.
Yeah. I've looked up a number of things in Google Books, out of copyright things, titles, and often, for instance, small Maine publications that are out of copyright, you know, they could have been in there, they're just not there. But then I'll find them in Hathi, because there are other sources for things in Hathi. So, yeah.
Are the downloadable PDFs available only for the things that are in public domain?
Yes. The digital books that you can buy in the bookstore, I believe, are EPUB formats. But they may be PDFs, too. But you have to go over to the digital bookstore side to buy those.
But I mean, like that little symbol that we saw, you said it took a while to discover where that is to download. I had not actually noticed that.
Yeah, it's kind of hidden. That would be for the public domain stuff. You won't find that symbol there if they're showing you snippets or if they're saying, sorry, nothing, can't view anything. Right. We actually, Valerie took a PDF from one of the public domain Google books, a Gothic novel, because we've got people doing research on Gothic novels at UMaine. And we took it to our bookstore and had it made into a book, because that's, you know, that's one of the parts of this project is to investigate print-on-demand and e-on-demand titles. I think we're going to take a break.